And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, May the 9th, 2017, 12:16 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You're tuned into the Now program. I'm Scott Spears, joined today by host of Voice of a People, which you hear every Monday, 11 a.m. until 12 p.m., and the chat every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., Linda Sims. Linda, thanks so much for staying over today.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Yeah. How are you?
It's been a long time since we got a chance to chat about what's going on in the world.
That's true.
So let's kind of start here with what's current healthcare. Healthcare seems to be the talk of the town lately. What do you make of the Republicans repealing healthcare in the Congress? It's not made it through the Senate yet, but it has made it through the Congress.
Well, I think to them it was a very big deal. After all, they had a beer party, a great celebration, you know, of taking away something that was given to the American people. When you think about how many people who have signed up and who have benefited from it, children on their parents' health care to the age of 26, conditions people have had for a long time, you know, now you're going to take away those things, you know. And I think it's really sad. I think it's disgusting in a way that they have spent so much time and so much money, the American people's money, on trying to get rid of Obamacare.
Do you think they will? Because it still has to make it through the Senate.
I hope it doesn't. But by time it's finished, what is it going to be about or be like? You know, if they could fix what's wrong with it and concentrate on that and take President Obama's name off of, you know what I'm saying, to have a better standing, I believe. But I think that is what they wanted, to stay Obamacare, to keep people from being a part of it or wanting it.
Do you think, I mean, it was quite a scene when the Democrats stood there in Congress and started singing na 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 hey hey goodbye to all these congressmen who were voting for it, because they believe that a vote against repealing Obamacare is a vote basically to knock them out of office. Do you think a lot of those Republicans will lose their seat because they voted to repeal this?
I think so. The people are outraged about their health care. And, you know, we had so many protests. As far as American history was concerned, we had the most against even these things before they even, you know, came to fruition. The Women's March against women's rights, you know, and now the health care bill. You have people who depend upon that health care to live.
Why are we so up in arms all of a sudden? What happened?
From what I understand myself, and from some of the signs I read from the protesters, this is not my president. People feel that the election was stolen and that it was not won outrightly, or how we do our elections, which is fair. Count every vote before you declare a president.
You know what I heard the other day? That after 2000, 25% of the voting machines were made electric, you know, voting machines that are electronic, and that you cannot do a recount on those voting machines. I did not know that. 25%. I think that's quite amazing that we can't go back and even look at 25% of the vote.
True.
I mean, how can we have an accurate depiction of what's going on in this country if we can't even look at 25% of the vote? Once it's done, it's done.
True.
I mean, we have those in Ohio, the electronic voting machines.
I don't know, Scott. I don't know how they did it. I was at the Democratic office down at the Harding Center the night of the election. And 9 o'clock? 8:30, 9 o'clock? Our president, our next president, Donald Trump, they did not finish the completion of counting those votes almost 2 or 3 months from election night.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
How did they do that?
Well, they haven't proven yet that any votes were stolen, but I don't think they can ever go back and look at those electronic voting machines.
No, they just took their time in counting them. We saw the end result, like, close to 4 million votes. That did not, that were for Hillary Clinton above what Donald Trump received.
You know, we have, in this country, had close elections before. Why is this one sticking in people's craw so much? I mean, here we are, more than 100 days into the new president's term, and we're still angry, angry, angry about what's going on.
I think it's because they are undoing everything that was set in motion for the good of the people. I don't think it had no respect of persons. It was for everyone to benefit from that needed that benefit, you know. But no, as Nancy Pelosi said, this was the biggest transfer of wealth to the richest people. This health care bill, you know?
Well, phone lines are open if anybody wants to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I was listening this morning to one of the morning shows, though, and they say the bill that's going to get out of the Senate is not the bill that came from the House, that they will not stick with that bill, that they've got to do something for pre-existing conditions. They've got to do something to change it, that people will not accept what they've sent over there.
They probably won't. How many people, like we were just talking before we came on the air, our health. We have diseases and things that we don't know where they come from. Like you said, stress is a cause of a lot of diseases. People don't realize that, but it's an internal thing. So then you have your psychological health care, you know. Look how expensive that is. A lot of that's not even covered on these health care bills.
I think when these people get up and say, well, you can always go to an emergency room, I don't think that is a good thing to say. If I was advising these people, I would tell them to stop saying that. Because, yes, you can always go to an emergency room. That's exactly true. But how long are you going to wait with your illness before you go there? And what does the emergency room always tell you? They treat you in that moment.
Right.
And they say, follow up with your physician.
True.
If you can't afford the physician, how do you do the follow-up?
You can't.
So what do? Go back to the emergency room?
Yes. And that's what people do. And that was something the Health Care Act was supposed to prevent.
Well, if you have, let's say, I'm thinking of long-term cancer, mm-hmm. where you would get chemotherapy. If you have, let's say, kidney failure, where you're getting dialysis. Mm-hmm. If you have diabetes, where you have to have blood sugar tested every day.
Right.
You can't go to the hospital to do that every day to the emergency room.
No.
So how do you get treated for those things?
Well, see, a lot of those things are covered in that Health Care Act.
Yeah, but are they covered in the new one?
I don't think so.
Because apparently they're leaving it up to the states.
Yes, they are.
Now, that could be detrimental. Because if you have cancer and you're living in a state that doesn't cover it, I guess you're going to be moving to a state that does cover it.
Or try to.
This could hurt a lot of states.
It is.
This could hurt a lot of states. Mm-hmm. And where are the states going to get the money?
You know, they're already taking money from the states. Already.
Our governor's not even for this.
No.
Governor Kasich says you cannot pull back the Medicaid because Medicaid is helping with the drug problem.
Yes, it is.
And Medicaid is helping with the mental illness problem.
Right.
And it's helping with those. It's not just about people on welfare.
No, it's not.
It's a big problem in the drug issue. And if they don't have the Medicaid to send these people to the clinics, because they're saying that's the only way we're going to get out of the drug problem.
True, true.
It says you can't arrest your way out of this. You cannot keep sending them to prison because they'll come out and do it again. You've got to educate them.
Yes.
If you no longer have the money for those programs, what do you do? That's why Governor Kasich, I think, is against this health plan.
And I'm glad that he is. And I pray that many other governors throughout our country jump on that bandwagon. Because when we sit back and think about the drug situation and how things happen so badly. I mean, it's crucial, the overdoses and things. That is because of the money that was taken out of those programs that was established years ago.
You know, a lot of people, I heard Kristen Gillibrand on a talk show yesterday say that she's for single payer.
Mm-hmm.
That basically, if everybody paid $2 a week,
okay.
out of their paycheck, that they could get this done. They could get this health care done. That would be the tax, $2 right. a week. That everybody then would basically have Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be Medicare for all. Because Medicare right. is single payer.
Right.
Why can't we do it? Would you be willing to pay $2 a week?
Yeah.
Don't you think most in the country would?
I think so. I mean, it would be worth it for the benefits that you would receive.
So why is that such a hard thing for the Congress and the Senate? And I'm talking Democrat and Republican because nobody's ever really passed a single payer. Why do they never understand that?
I don't know. I feel that it's their way or the highway. It's all about control and money.
Well, it's continuing to go around. Again, the telephone number is 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. One of the most interesting things I think that happened here at the station, I remember a person called in who had health care
mm-hmm.
for their children because of Obamacare.
Right.
But he was against it, against Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said they forced him to get it. Because when he showed his income,
mm-hmm.
they said, okay, well, you know, your kids will have to be covered by Medicaid.
Right.
But yet he opposed it because he didn't feel that was American. Now, it seems like people are happy to have it,
yeah.
but they want to get rid of it.
And see, like I was saying earlier, Scott, they branded the Affordable Health Care Act with President Obama's name. And then ridiculed it, put it down, stomped on it, you know, spit on it and all those type of things, which turned a lot of people against it when it was the best thing we've ever had, really. I know people who have had to have their legs amputated that was against it, but had to have it.
Yeah. But they, in the end, it wasn't the best situation.
No.
It needed work.
Mm-hmm.
But... you know, I think one of the worst things about it was when you mandated that your employer cover your employees. I think that bothered a lot of people because they're small businesses and mm-hmm. they think they can't afford it.
Right. And I understand that too, but the government was giving them money to help them to afford insurance for their employees. You know, it's I don't know what kind of face they put on everything they were doing, but it was an ugly face.
Why has this never happened with car insurance or life insurance? Now, that's people's option
mm-hmm.
to have car insurance. Well, not in Ohio. You have to have car insurance. But
have
I mean, you could not have it if you wanted to.
Right.
And you don't have to have life insurance. Now, why have those programs never collapsed like health insurance did?
Now, this health insurance, like I said earlier, I just think that everything that President Obama, being our first African-American president, and I know a lot of people say that's just cliche and that's all we hear, but I feel that it's very true that whatever he did, they wanted it erased, and they're working very hard to erase everything good that he did. Not saying I agree with everything that he did or his motives or why he did some of the things he did, but for the good of the people, you know, we all have to live over in these United States together. So what's good for you should be good for me. But if I don't like what you have because of who you got it from, that's unfair.
It's interesting. Hillary Clinton gave a speech last week and she said one of the main reasons she lost, of course, she felt was Russia,
mm-hmm.
but also misogyny. That people just did not want a woman president. And when you say that to people, they say, that's not the truth. If it was the right woman, we'd vote for her. We mm-hmm. just didn't like this woman. What do you think?
I think also she stood for a continuation of the things President Obama stood for. And I think that people did not want any more of that. That's just one of the things that I heard. And I believe it's so true. And I also feel that Hillary... really didn't offer the people anything other than what they already had. You know, I don't think she went that extra mile to push her way through and be different. Trump really ran on change himself, you know, and he offered a lot of things which he has not been able to bring to fruition as of 100 and how many days, you say?
A little over 100 now.
Okay. But he doesn't even really realize he's president yet, and we do see that every day, right? And we understand that it still blows his mind. I'm president. Oh, I'm president, right? It's me now, right? Okay, after 100 and something days. So where is his mind? What is he thinking?
Do you think if Hillary had told President Obama to stay at home, she would have been better off?
In a way, I do think so, and I think that she should have came up with some ideas of her own.
Do you think that President Obama's ideas, that's why they seem so similar?
Well, I heard Chris Matthews on MSNBC say more than once, President Obama was the best thing that ever happened to the Republicans because he gave them everything they wanted. And then they didn't want it because it came from him. So I can't really say that. Well, we know that Hillary did try health care.
She was the first.
Yes, she tried health care. She did get some things accomplished, but not the universal as President Obama did. So I can say that that probably stemmed from that, but people needed it.
And she was also his Secretary of State.
Yes, she was.
So I think a lot of her ideas were his ideas. I mean, she was First Lady for mm-hmm. 8 years. Mm-hmm. She was a senator from New York for 8 years.
Right.
Secretary of State for 4 years. I think a lot of President Obama's ideas lined up with her ideas.
And vice versa.
Yeah. But she did come first. On the national scene, Hillary right. Clinton was there long before
That's true.
President Obama. And I think that maybe, see, the Clintons didn't have a Democratic House and Senate. Mm-hmm. Obama did. So when Hillary was trying to pass health care, very difficult mm-hmm. because she was trying to get the Republican support and she couldn't get it.
Right.
By the time President Obama got there, in his first term, he had the support.
I'm glad he went for it then because it never would have gotten through.
No, it wouldn't have gotten through. And the repeal would not get through.
True.
Now, if it was not all Republican. But you know what bothers me when I see those votes and I don't see any Democrats voting for. It's like everybody, it's very bipartisan. Mm-hmm. Or it's very partisan, excuse me. It's you know, you vote partisan lines. There is no mm-hmm. bipartisanness. Mm-hmm. Why? Why wasn't there one Democrat who wanted to repeal it? Wasn't there one Republican who didn't want to repeal it?
Well, see, now it's like a battle of forces. Republicans really own it all. Even throughout the United States, the governors, I mean, they really own the government now. And whatever, the Democrats don't even really have any power, but use whatever power they can, you know, because if they lose this fight, where are we going to be?
Well, absolute power, they say, corrupts absolutely.
Yes, it does.
So if the Republicans have all the power in the next election, where is that going to leave them? Do you think the country is satisfied?
No, I don't.
What do you see happening in 2018?
I see and I hear that there's going to be a rise up, and it's already happening from the time that President Trump was elected or declared the winner of the presidency of the United States. You have women saying, I'm going to run, and they are positioning themselves in different areas of government. And I do think that there's going to be a takeover, as happened in 2010.
Well, if this does happen, where does this leave President Trump? Do you think that the Democrats who take over these seats will work with him?
Not as freely as he thinks. And not only that, so far up until this repeal got through, there were a lot of Republicans not really working with him. No.
Why can't he get his whole party together?
Because his whole party is not together with him and what he believes. And what does he believe? Is he just a puppet?
Well, I think I don't know. I don't know what the belief system is. I think he wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare, but...
But why, though? Was that just because Paul Ryan wanted to do that, or people who were in Congress already? Why wasn't it about, let's make this better, let's make this great, and just change the name? Why wasn't it?
Well, what is the replacement plan?
And they say it's worse than Obamacare.
I don't. Well, people will find out.
Yes, they will.
People will find out. Yes. And then there's going to be a falling out. Now, if it's better, well, then he'll score a win.
Right. And the high premiums come from people with money. They got the money to pay those premiums. As a gentleman you was talking about who fell in the category that his children could get Medicaid, he doesn't have the income to pay a $2,000 or $4,000 a year for insurance. But people who pay that kind of money, they got that money.
They do.
They have it.
They do. So why, a lot of people say that the reason they are scaling back Obamacare is to give the tax cut to the wealthy.
The biggest wealth transfer ever, they said, in American history.
So is that going to go well with the voters?
I hope not, and I hope they open their eyes, even those who voted for him. All of you are not rich. All of you Republicans don't have $1 million in the bank. Maybe not even 10.
But are they going to create jobs? Because that's what we all want.
Well, if you shut down Obamacare, look at the jobs that will be lost. It was designed to create 3 to 4 million jobs across the United States.
It's going to be very interesting.
Yes, it will be.
Again, phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and share your opinion. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why do you think everybody knows about Washington now? It didn't used to be that way.
No.
What happened in Washington just went on there, and we talked about celebrities, and we talked about TV shows, mm-hmm. and we did. Why is it all Washington now?
Because that's our hope. That's our future. We're just coming from what 9/11. Yes, that was what 16 years ago. But still, it's been such a slow process of, you know, coming above water. Okay? It doesn't take much to shatter all that away. You know, and these people, I voted for Republicans before. But it's what they stood for. I voted for George Bush. I liked George Bush. I still like George Bush. I think he's still funny. But, you know, I liked his personality, even though he had so much opposition against him in his own party. Things he really wanted to do for the people, he couldn't really do.
He was a different kind of Republican.
Yes, he was.
He was what they would call a moderate mm-hmm. now. You know, he wanted health care. He wanted immigration reform. But he didn't want to send people out of the country. It wasn't that type of thing.
Right, right. You're right. He opened up the doors for them to come in and be able to be a part and come in and share, you know, work here, spend your money here and things like that, you know. And a lot of Republicans had maids in their homes and people doing their landscaping that were Mexican, you know, which put a lot of African Americans out of work, you know, because they were paying a lower income. And see, a lot of things, we don't look at those type of things, you know, but those things happen.
Well, I always say it's a little bit one-dimensional, and you can do it on a local level. Because if you look at the food card that so many people have now, a lot of people want to scale that back. They get very angry that people have the food card. So mm-hmm. they say, do away with that food card. Okay, let's say that happened. Let's right. say they did away with it. Now, do you think those families who now have less money for groceries are going to still buy the same amount of groceries now that they don't have the food card?
No, they're not. And those people work.
So those people now who are buying less groceries, now who does that hurt? Because they're not going to the grocery store as much.
It hurts everybody.
Well, if you don't buy as many groceries, then the grocery store is not making as much money.
No, they're not.
And if the grocery store is not making as much money, that means they're going to have to lay off employees.
That's true.
And that means their prices are also going to go up on their food.
Right.
So how does that help people?
It doesn't help people. And then you're looking at the quality of food that I may have $75 a week, maybe $50, and I have 3 or 4 children at home. and I'm a single mother. What am I going to buy them to eat?
I mean, we do have food banks.
Yes, we have them too.
So I guess people probably could go there. But I talked to a person the other day who runs a food bank, and they are still telling me that food banks are still mobbed, that basically they keep running out of food.
I bet they do.
That didn't used to be the case.
No, it didn't. Because, see, everyone can't get food stamps. You have to have children to get food stamps.
Why do you think the food card is looked upon badly and food banks are not?
Well, I think they have put food stamps in a category of a certain people, which are African Americans. But I don't know hardly anybody that I know running my circle that even received food stamps.
They call, you know, well, they called President Obama the food stamp president.
There you go.
You think that was racial?
Oh, it was racial with Reagan. It started back there. It didn't start with President Obama.
Do you think that, what is the biggest problem in our country right now?
The biggest problem is wealth.
Wealth.
Money.
Money in what way?
Money, because money is what runs our country. It runs people. It runs organizations. And they tell us what we can and cannot do because they are in power. Billionaires are in the White House now.
So how do we fix this problem? People wanted a billionaire in the White House.
They thought he was going to be the only one. I thought myself. But here he's invited more billionaires and say, well, we need them to speak up for you. But what actually do I have in common, or they have in common with me, and they're billionaires, and I'm barely, you know what I'm saying, moving along? What do we have in common? How can they speak for me?
Do you think they have apathy?
Moderate, maybe. Because their people aren't, their loved ones aren't suffering.
Do you see anybody on the Democratic side who you like as a presidential candidate in 2020?
I thought Deval Patrick was would be. I don't know if he has the tenacity or the boldness to be, because it takes all that. I like him. He took Mitt Romney's place in Massachusetts, and he said that was a mess when he got there. But Romney had the health plan, the same health plan that President Obama adopted, right?
That came from Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
I mean, really, Obamacare is Kennedy Care.
Right.
I mean, it really did start with Ted Kennedy,
okay,
who was developing it in Massachusetts, and Romney went along with it,
mm-hmm,
and that's how...
Because it was good.
It worked there. It still,
yes,
works there, I
still
think.
Still works there.
Now, they're not going to lose their health care in Massachusetts, right?
Not that I heard. Not that I know of. And I'm trying to think, is there anyone else that I think that would be a good leader? He was here. I can't recall his name, but he was here in Marion out at the, what is the union place for workers?
Strickland?
Not him, no. If I'm not mistaken, he may be Latino.
Hmm.
But I went there during the election. He came and spoke for Hillary right there close to the election. I can't think of his name, but he's been on MSNBC a couple shows. I have to look up his name. Or maybe give Tim Combs a call. He probably knows that. It's about time I dig him out and bring him back on the show.
You might have to get him on the show. It's always a good thing when he's on the program.
Oh, yeah. He has so much history, and he can share a lot of things with us. But I think we're still in the makings of waiting on God to raise up a leader. That's what we're waiting on. Just like when President Obama was raised up, I had never heard of him.
So you think it'll be an unknown?
Maybe.
You don't think it be any of these Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or...
I like Elizabeth Warren. That's who I wanted Hillary to pull on as her mate, her running mate. And she wouldn't do it. I'm like, who?
I think they thought two women would not work.
I thought that was more powerful than anything we had ever seen.
Do you think we'll see Hillary again?
I think Hillary is trying to do something in the government. But she's been pretty well hushed. She's kind of behind the scenes now. I don't think so running for president, Because what would four more years put her at in age, 75 or?
Well, she is a year younger than Donald Trump, though.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'd hate to think that we need all these old people to run the country.
Well, I just keep saying I truly believe that Hillary Clinton wanted, her goal in life mm-hmm. was to be the first female president.
Of course.
And with the whole Russian thing, and with the whole FBI thing, and with the fact that she won the popular vote.
Right.
And she's writing this book about how she lost the election. Mm-hmm. And she's out on the speaking tour. And she says she's going to help the 2018 Democrats win office. Mm-hmm. And she's says she's part of the resistance. I just don't think she's ready to go sit in the rocking chair and give it up.
I don't think she is either. I mean, Hillary bounces back all of her, throughout all of her career. Even when her husband was promiscuous, she still bounced back. She still stood strong. And, you know, I was thinking about how God made women. Anyway, we're the backbone of this world.
You know, even when I interviewed Roger Stone, who mm-hmm. hates the Clintons, I said, say something nice about Hillary Clinton. And he said, she is persistent.
Yes, she is.
She and resilient.
Mm-hmm.
She really is. I mean, yes, when you look at what she went through in the public eye.
In the public eye.
And whether you believe she did these things or didn't do these things, she always was able to come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And stand flat on her feet, you know.
I mean, I really don't know another woman in the public eye who had to go through Whitewater, mm-hmm. had to go through Vince Foster's suicide.
Right. Accused of murder.
Oh, my God. Had to go through her husband cheating on her in the public eye.
Right.
Had to go. She was a senator in New York during 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go through a losing presidential primary with President Obama where she only lost by a half a smidge.
I know.
Then to be Secretary of State when they caught Barack, or when they caught Osama bin Laden,
mm-hmm.
and then to lose an election mm-hmm. with the Russians interfering and Comey and the FBI and the emails.
Benghazi was under her.
She's been on trial, her left, right, and sideways.
And stuff, yeah.
When Libya broke down, when Egypt broke down, mm-hmm. when the Arab Spring went, she was there.
I mean,
this woman, I'm surprised she hasn't had a heart attack.
But when you look at it, Scott, she has helped run the United States of America.
Yeah, she's never been.
She just never carried the name president.
No, she's never had the wherewithal to make the decisions,
right.
The final decisions. But boy, she certainly
she's
has
been
had
a part
a hand.
Of them. Yes.
She's had a hand in the last 35 years, that's
yes, she
for
has.
Sure.
Yes.
I never knew a first lady like that.
Me either.
Eleanor Roosevelt probably comes closest, but I never knew a first lady who had such tenaciousness and ambitiousness.
Right.
Even if you don't like her.
Right.
You've got to say she really cut her own path.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in her obituary, you always say you go to the obituary. Her obituary is not just going to say former first lady.
Mm-mm.
It's going to say senator, first woman to get the nomination for a party for president, first lady to be secretary of state. I mean, she just really cut her own path.
Yes, she did.
And I think sometimes people are dismissive of her because they don't like her politics. That's fine.
That's true.
But you've got to, at some point, say this woman, just the sheer fact that you know her,
mm-hmm.
has stayed the course.
Right. And not only that, she's been around every branch of government.
Well, I say that to the Democrats, too. I say, even if you didn't like Ronald Reagan,
right.
even if you didn't like him,
mm-hmm.
you can't take away what he did.
No, you can't.
I mean, he turned the country to the right. He made the country Republican. He won 49 states.
Yeah, he made a Republican. You're right about that.
Even if you don't like what he stood for,
right.
how can you discredit what he's done?
Can't. And that's what they're trying to do with our former president. They're trying to discredit everything he's done.
And that's the bipartisan thoughtfulness I wish we had. Mm-hmm. I may not agree with what you agree with,
right?
But why do I have to down your accomplishments?
Right.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
That doesn't work in any other form of life.
Mm-mm.
You know, let's say, I'm just off the top of my head, let's say you're doing work for the United Way.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say for some reason, I don't support the United Way.
Right.
I don't criticize you for supporting. I appreciate what you're doing.
Right.
So why must that exist in politics? So, you know, you've got to give it to President Trump. You got to say, man, this guy came from no political background
mm-hmm.
and won the election.
Right.
You got to say, hey. That's why I said last election was going to be historic either way. You either had a guy who had never been in government.
Right.
Or you had a woman.
Right.
Either
First
way.
First time president.
Either way, mm-hmm. you were going to get something new.
Sure was. Sure was.
Which I think does say something about our country.
It does. It does.
And you know what? Neither one of them were sitting politicians. Hillary did not hold office when she ran for president.
No, she didn't.
And neither did Trump.
No.
I think that's the first time that's ever happened where two people who did not hold political office, because usually you get a sitting governor or a senator or a congressman. I mean, Obama was a senator. Bush was a governor. They were sitting. Clinton was governor. Bush was vice president.
Right.
It's weird mm-hmm. that happened.
Yes, it is weird, but you know, there's a lot of first times things in life and our government and the presidential election that we just came through. We had our first African-American president. And when he became president, then you heard about, oh, well, so-and-so was a black. He was black and he was black. He was black. But he was our first.
You know what's bizarre to me? When I look back at those primaries,
mm-hmm.
those presidential primaries last year, basically, you had Hillary and Bernie on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
Now, Bernie was holding office.
He was
a senator.
He was. He was doing good, too. Yeah.
And apparently, Hillary really was the outsider.
Mm-hmm.
She was not holding political office.
That's true.
Now, you look at the Republican side. We had Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, and all of them were holding Senate offices.
Mm-hmm.
Rand Paul, Kasich was a governor, Christie was a governor. Donald Trump, I think, was the only one besides Fiorina
mm-hmm.
who was not holding office at that time.
Or never. Hell, the public office, never.
Never. You know, we'll never be able to say that again. How many times did you hear, maybe we need somebody in there who's never held public office?
Oh, gosh.
Well, we got it.
Yeah, we got it. I hope you're happy.
We got it. We'll see how that works out.
Right.
Got to give it a little bit of time and see what's going to happen here.
Yes.
Give it 2 or 3 years.
As we just said, he has not even settled in his mind he's president yet.
Some people have got a rough start, and they've been able to turn it around.
Yes, and I hope he does. I wish him well, because it's not just about him, and it's not just about the rich. It's about the United States of America, all of us as a whole. You know, and I do wish that things will start to look up for him, and that he will take some of his own initiative and not so much of Paul Ryan's and Mitch McConnell's agenda. And
you know, if he becomes a success as president, a mm-hmm. well-liked president,
mm-hmm.
think of the reflection on his kids and grandkids and life. You know, I think you'd want that for somebody.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, I said it the day after the election, we're all in the same boat here.
Yes, we are.
You know, he is our president.
Yes, he is.
Like it or not,
yes,
Democrat
he is.
Or Republican, he's our president. So you got to root for him to succeed.
I want him to succeed, because if he fail, we all fail.
Right. And you had to want Obama to succeed.
Yes.
You have to want Bush to succeed.
Yes.
Because I think people sometimes take the criticism as not wanting them to succeed. That's not what it is.
No.
Criticism is, we want you to succeed. You know, if you have a child who's doing wrong,
mm-hmm.
you don't just continue to let them do wrong.
No, you don't.
You try to correct them.
Yes.
And say, hey, listen, you're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You criticize, really. You say,
yes.
Listen, you're doing wrong. Let's try to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And that child could grow up to be the greatest surgeon in the world.
Sure can.
Now, that's, I think, what's going on here. I think this blind faith of just because the person does it makes it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous.
Yes, it is.
That's dangerous in any political party.
Yes, it is dangerous.
You cannot do that. You cannot just say, yes, because this person does it, it's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to get you a world of hurt.
Right. It sure will. Absolutely.
740-383-9944. If you have a question, we've got about 5 minutes left in this hour. 740-383-9944. Again, the guest is Linda Sims, who hosts Voice of the People every Monday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. And on Tuesday, the chat from 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. Anything exciting coming up next week, Linda?
Well, let me look at my calendar. I do have a couple guests coming on. I think it's in the card, but a young lady I met at the seminar, health department seminar, she's going to be here. She's out of Columbus, Ohio. I can't remember who's going to be on Tuesday, but I will be getting Tim Combs back on also, and the mayor soon. He said, just call his secretary. So they'll be coming on, too.
You know, I haven't seen much of the mayor lately.
No, he said he's really been busy.
Yeah, I wonder what he's been working on.
I think new businesses coming to Marion, job opportunities opening up for our citizens here. He's really been busy. And also safety director. He said he's really been busy. So, but they should be future guests on my show. Voice of the People or the chat.
What do you think of Marion right now? What's the state of our city?
I think Marion is still struggling, but Marion has a way of bringing entertainment here, new restaurants here. There are things I don't know how it's going to go through, like our new Kroger's or a facelift on our mall. What they're going to do with that, I don't know. But one area of town really thrives more than any other area, and that's our Eastland Town Center out that direction by the campus. And I think they're making a big impact on our campus too, in enlarging things around it. You know, I think that's the theme of our city now.
It's great to drive down route, because I live out past Route 95, and okay. I love to drive down there at night and see all the lights.
Oh yeah,
and
we got
see
a skyline.
All the people. I mean, it really is right. Like a great metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm.
I and those are the things I wish people talked about in Marion.
That's true.
Those areas
right.
That are great and things that are done here that are really, really positive.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a lot of positive things.
Yes,
there's a lot of people raising money here. There's a lot of people doing events here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people working hard. And I don't think we're that different than any other community.
We're not. We're not. We're all in the same boat, like you said earlier. Not just in Marion, but throughout the United States.
We just all have this weird mental state in Marion, where we want to be negative toward our own community.
Oh, I don't like that.
I've never understood it.
Me either.
If you live here, why not at least be positive that you live here? Are you afraid what somebody else is going to say about you?
Probably.
Who cares?
Self-centeredness, you know. Self-centeredness is a detriment to any person or any people, because it keeps you in the background, and all you're doing is sending out accusations, and you're down and you're depressed. But stand up and be a part of making something new, or whatever is existing. Help it to flourish.
And we do have the ability to do that.
Yes, we do.
We have the ability to do that time and time again.
Yeah.
Because we have a great opportunity here. This poet factory that's supposed to be coming in. And
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, that's supposed to be coming in soon. We have a new restaurant going out there, the chicken place. What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Popeyes?
Popeyes
chicken on its way. That'll be packed, I'm sure, the first day it's open. This
new
car wash that's going on out
offering
here.
Offering free car wash.
Yeah,
today.
By the way, folks, Route 95, the new car wash,
yes.
Is offering free car washes
sure
today.
Is.
How about that?
Yeah.
You hear that right here on WWGH Radio. When you go through there today, tell them you heard it on WWGH Radio.
Will do.
You heard about this free car wash. Well, Linda, I thank you for staying.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Eleanor Clift right after this on WWGH Radio.
Hold on to you.
All right. Madeline Murray O'Hara, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had a wonderful